Huckleberry pie, blackberry pie. And all kinds of wild fruits. And they got a mayhaw out there. It's about like a... They call them hog holes.
Hog holes?
Hog holes. So that's a little round fruit, about like a wild apple.
You had another name for that? What was that called before?
Mayhaw. Some called mayhaw.
Could you spell that? What is
it, M-A-H-A-W? I imagine it's M-A-Y-H-A-W, probably mayhaw. And I believe that's right. But some of them call them mayhaw, some of them call hog holes. And that is a thorny bush now. Oh, where Joe can show you one of them down. At the grandpa's house, out there, one of them bushes down the lane there. But it's a thorny bush like a... let's see, I don't know hardly what kind of bush. It'll be like, it's like a... One of these kind of garden bushes, it's got the red berries on it.
Is it a smooth berry?
No, it's a little, well, yeah, it's kind of a, the berry itself is smooth, it's got a, look like a miniature apple.
But same color as an apple?
Light cream color. But a lot of people make jelly out of that. Then you got your wild grapes around here too, they make jelly out of them.
No,
that we picked some wild grapes this summer.
Where do they grow?
Deal in the woods, just grow up a tree. And
they cling to the trees?
Oh, well, kind of twist around it, about like in a vine wood. Then you live mighty high when you get ready to pick them. You have to get your ladder up and just reach away up high and pull on them.
About how high?
And grapes is about 10 or 15 feet off the land, off the dirt. 8 or 10, at least some of them 15. But most of them's up pretty well.
Is it growing any particular kind of tree?
No, they grow any tree to grow up. But most of them grow in a low hanging tree, I mean, to get in pines or China berry, any kind of tree.
China berry tree, you said?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
A China berry tree is just kind of a tree to have down through here, I guess. It's got green berries on it. And the woods is kind of a reddish color. And it's a real fast growing tree, and the berries you can make pop guns out of them. You use the berries for a pop gun.
What's that?
Take you a piece of elder, which is a holler plant, it's like bamboo. And you can whittle you out a ramrod nut. And put your berry at one end, and put your ramrod at the other end, and put another berry in there, and that compressed air will push the other berry out and make it pop.
They go pretty far.
Oh yeah, they go 20, 30 feet.
Really?
That's a pop gun.
You used to aim for things? Or?
Well, yeah, you shoot somebody else with them. But a pop gun, get you a good joint of wood and get you a good plunger in there, make it quite a pop. And when you get in the elder, you have to be careful not to get the poison kind. And there's two kinds of elder. The white flower is all right, and reddish flower, like an orchid, kind of orchid color, that's the poison kind.
They grow where it's wet?
They grow wild, yeah, in the woods. You lose around wet spots. But the elder is about like the bamboo, a little thicker.
Is it a natural plant around here? Did somebody bring them in?
No, it's a wild plant. I mean, just It's a South Georgia plant. You have poison elder and then what they call a white elder.
There any other names for that?
And I believe that's the correct name for them. And then you got your honeysuckle. That's the wild azaleas.
What do they look like?